RNZ National and Friday night rolls around again, and Finn Johansson is, well, you're at level two, Finn.
Kia ora, Karen. And yes, we're at level two. It's a little bit stressful.
Is it?
Well, if you mention it to the children at the school, they'll be like, oh, you made a joke about sneezing. I'm going to do a joke about sneezing. And it's physical humour.
Are you still got pupils?
Oh, yeah, it's, we've got about 30 of them.
And are any of them sneezing?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, how do you tell the difference between a fake sneeze and a real sneeze?
Are they just really teasing you now, are they?
Yeah, I know. As soon as you show weakness in front of them, they're like bees, I swear to God.
Oh, I'm really warming to your pupils.
Yeah, I think you'd have a great time with them. But yeah, how are you doing?
We're all right in Auckland. We've been through this before, of course.
Honestly, it was so much easier when you were going through it.
Yeah, I can tell. I think Aucklanders can tell that.
Yeah, we were like, oh man, it really sucks here. Like, I'm sorry, do you need anything? But now it's like, oh my God, that must have been horrible.
Yeah, and it was one level higher.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of times too, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, you know, we're still like,
hang on.
So.
1, 2, 3 times.
Oh my gosh.
So I'll stop teasing you from Auckland End and start talking about the music. Now, actually, this is going to be rather difficult because I have no idea what the pronunciation of this artist is.
Okay, so I did a little bit of Googling, and the artist name?
Yes.
Himeyua.
Oh, wow, with an X, but it's Ximeua, righto?
Yeah, if you want to Google that, totally. And the name of the track, I couldn't find any reference online at, so it might be so ancient that it hasn't made its way to the World Wide Web, or maybe it's, you know, something that's reminiscent of those sounds and stuff, but made up by the person. But the track that I'm featuring is called Te Olokua Loyan.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, thank you. I broke it up into its constituent syllables.
And then practiced it.
Yeah, I was like, Tulaquilo. Yeah. When I practiced my karaoke in the mirror.
It's very gentle. Lovely. Actually, all your choices tonight, very esoteric. Wonderful.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, this one's going to really get us into the mood for the rest. I think this is one of the first times that I've really got a strong idea about the order. So, yeah. It's a very ambient one. It says in the bio, it says this music is designed to receive the summer solstice, combining the first rays of the sun and the long days, eventually becoming colder and shorter. Like, and so I think it can be a bit of an invocation of warmth for us right now.
Thank you. That was delightful. I did like that when I heard it, and I also thought I wouldn't mind listening to the whole album.
Yeah, there are a few others that I really liked, and it's something like a 4 or 5 track album. So just to chuck it on in the background and then immerse yourself at will. And they're all like, you know, ambient music. Sometimes it's like 17 minutes. I think in total this album might be around there.
Right, this next track, this has got a fabulous video. And, well, there are a couple of bits that I didn't like in the video, but the whole concept is pretty amazing. From Lingua Ignota?
That's right. That's Latin for unknown language. It's kind of cool.
Lingua Ignota.
Yeah, and it's the name of Kristen Hayter's project, who's a Chicagoan who finds herself in Pennsylvania right now. And this is a track called Pennsylvania Furnace, and it's off her latest upcoming album, Sinner Get Ready. And yeah, let's start with talking about this this music video, because I found out from the liner notes that she made it herself, not in the way that she like directed a crew, but she was the only person there. And it's got this amazing sort of stark, like modern horror, but like, you know those A24 movies, like The Witch or something, or Midsommar? You know, it's all those like out in the fields with the clothes that you sewed yourself, and like everything's getting screwed up around you, but in a kind of subtle way.
And a hay fork.
Yeah, very, very of the earth, very Amish.
Okay, let's hear it. Lingua Ignota, and the track is Pennsylvania Furnace.
Me and the dog, we die together. Within the Lord, I cast off all my earthly bonds. There is victory in Jesus. What? the dog we die together.
RNZ National, that track is called Pennsylvania Furnace, and it's new from Lingua Ignota, aka Kristen Hayter. And Finn Johansson's on the line from the capital, where he's at level two. In all ways.
Staying safe in the bedroom at my parents' house.
Oh, you're back home again. Oh, no, you live there, don't you?
Yeah, I love it.
That's right. Let's go to LA now. I like this band, Girl Friday, and a new track from them.
Yeah, this is a song called I'm Impossible, which is off the upcoming double feature, double A-side release. By Girl Friday. The other side yet to be released called You're Getting a Dog. And the one we're focusing on now, the track is called I'm Impossible. And this is a band from LA, Girl Friday, that's turned into, in this case, more of a long-distance duo than the rock band it was. And this is Vera Allen, who I know you're a big fan of, and Libby Shea, who is the LA constituent here. And things I like about it, I like that the word dream in the lyrics is pluralized so often in music, pop music and songwriting, and I reckon it carries more specific implications when they say just like dream, keeping me inside my dream. I don't know. Does that resonate with you at all?
It resonates with me, Finn.
Yeah, cool.
I'm Impossible. Yeah. It's Girl Friday. That's Girl Friday and I'm Impossible. It's a single, but it's got a B-side, You're Getting a Dog, but that's not out yet.
I mean, you could even call it a diptych.
Ah, a diptych, right.
Yeah. Which, as you know, is like a triptych, but two of them.
Do I?
Yeah, absolutely. Anything? I mean, you're a fan of Hieronymus Bosch, aren't you?
Possibly.
Possibly. I mean, you come and go, eh? It's kind of it's so deep that every day you've got a different take on it.
You've got too much time on your hands.
Me? You know it.
Right, the Go team.
All
next,
right,
please.
So This is our final song for tonight, and I think of it as a kind of palate cleanser. It's called World Remember Me Now. The Go Team is the band. It's from the upcoming album, The Get Up Sequences Part 1, which is out July 2nd. And this is a Brighton band, and it's something like their sixth album. And to me, it has a Jackson 5 feel, because it's a very sort of retro production, and then also this bouncy, now, I don't know, there's this happiness, there's this joyfulness to it in like a funky sort of way. The modern people who kind of pay tribute to the sound, like Justice or Whitney or Sheer Mag, people who come to mind. And the thing that really blew my mind the most in this song was the blown-out yet impeccably tidy drums that they seem to sing along with the vocal melody whilst also managing to keep a rad groove going at all times. And so if you listen to it, you can almost picture the drummer hearing the song, getting every single rhythm of what the vocal melody does, and then writing a really, like, a compliment to it. And you don't hear that kind of attention to detail in drums all the time, especially not in a in an era when if you're doing DIY music or even professional music, you can just use a drum loop with not so many changes or, you know, interesting little Easter eggs. So this is a really good example of well thought out drumming that doesn't take away from it by being too overthought.
As you say, they are a six piece from Brighton, and I liked what the songwriter Ian Parton said about this particular video and track, and they've made the video around that, built it around that. He said, "I've always been interested in people's daily routines, what people do all day. It was written ages ago, but has become strangely relevant to the world now. It's easy to feel forgotten at the moment."
Yeah, definitely. And I think World Remember Me Now, like, as a title and like a thing you say, with that reading in mind, it becomes a whole lot less egotistical and a lot more like I want to connect.
I was going to ask you some quiz questions on the video just to see how much attention you were paying.
Oh yeah?
To it.
Yeah.
What did she have for breakfast?
Cornflakes.
She had two other things. As well as cornflakes, that's right, correct?
Hey, throw me a bone here, Karen.
Cornflakes was right.
I watched the video and I wrote down, I don't like the video very much. So at least I remembered the freaking cornflakes, Karen.
Why not? Why didn't you like it?
It just seemed like, I wasn't going to say this until you brought it up, which is why I wrote it and then didn't say it, but we've all seen a million sort of summary videos with a Super 8 sort of old school film aesthetic with a nice person going around doing nice things, and I think it fits the thing, but I also feel like it was like they shot hours and hours of footage and just put together some nice stuff, and music videos on the whole, like it fulfills all the things that they usually do, but I don't think it's transcendent.
That's
like an asshole now.
Yeah, it's a good observation, because it really just detracts from the song, doesn't it?
Well, at its worst, that's what videos do.
Yeah.
That's what my friend Dick Wyatt was all about. He's like, oh, I hate music videos. You know, it's like they're always made after the fact, you know? I mean, not necessarily this one, but music videos on the whole as a medium or something. You know, they're always made to... No one ever writes a song usually and then is like, here is the perfect companion to it. They're like, here's the ad for the song. It's the video.
Yeah, and it's often someone else outside of your artistic expression that's doing that you have to collaborate with on a whole nother level.
Yeah, completely right. Which is, I guess, why something like the Lingua Ignota one was something that stood out to you as being really cool.
Yeah, true. Anyway, she had cornflakes, smooth peanut butter on white toast, freshly squeezed orange juice, and then a couple of hours later she had a cup of really watery-looking coffee.
Oh, you're making me hungry for breakfast tomorrow. I better go to sleep.
Yeah, you better get into your level 2 pyjamas.
Jammy jams, yeah.
I see there's a debate in England at the moment as to whether you wear, it's a very light debate in England, as to whether you wear pants with your pyjamas.
The English that is such an English thing, and I bet you over there it's not a light debate. I mean, you've spent some time over there, Karen, you know what it's like.
I wouldn't have thought that would be worth spending too much time on, though.
Yeah, and also as a little disclaimer, we're talking pants as undies, right?
Underpants, yes.
Yeah,
with your pyjamas.
What a faux pas. Oh, the first time I was in England, everybody thought I was crazy talking about my undies all the time.
So do you?
I don't actually have... I'm way too much of a stoner to have jammy jams. I just, like, pass out in my briefs. and my shoes. It's the worst.
And on that note, world remember me now. This is the Go Team. Thank you. Have a good night at home.
Hey, so nice to talk, Karen. You have a great week.
Talk to you in a few weeks' time.
Uh-huh.
Take care now.